listeners, welcome to A Cup of Joe podcast, where we are diving into different perspectives on life, sprinkling some love and appreciation to those around us, and giving you guys a chance to share your thoughts and ideas on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. So sit back, relax, and let me fill up your cup. What up? Welcome to the podcast, A Cup of Joe. You know what it is. I'm your dynamic host, Joe. Are y'all ready? Because I am ready to party. I would love to start off this beautiful episode with a sprinkle of excellence. Yes. Here on ACOJ, A Cup of Joe, you see what I did there? You're welcome. We are uplifting and highlighting different individuals every episode that are doing excellent things in their lives, communities, and or anywhere else. And today's sprinkle of excellence candidate is Hannah Richardson. She is a native to ATL, and she spends her time and dedication serving others around her. She takes time to serve her neighbors. Y'all, I only know three people on my street, okay? She creates spaces within her home for people to be a part of her family, and she is working towards ending homelessness here in Atlanta, Georgia. So won't you put your fingers together as if you were sprinkling some toppings on a hot fudge sundae and show your love and appreciation to my girl, Hannah. You continue doing you, boo. Woo! Y'all, haste makes mistakes. Have y'all ever made a decision out of haste? Now, I know some of y'all are probably looking like, haste? What do you mean? What is haste, Joe? Well, let me break it down for you. Haste, a noun. It means excessive speed or urgency of movement or action. Hurry. Let me give it to you in a sentence because I'm good like that. In her haste, she slammed her shoulder against the stall. Whew, that must hurt. Now, it's easy for me to look back on my middle school and high school days and realize all the mistakes that I've done, you know, all the decisions that I've made in such a haste. But I think with this, I'm looking towards like my college years and even now as an adult, some of the decisions that I made in a hurry. I didn't really take time to be intentional or really think through about the decision. I was really operating and thriving in an atmosphere of hurry and tension. And because of that, I made a lot of mistakes. It caused a lot of tension and I lost a lot of friendships because of my decisions. So how do we navigate this? How do we have this conversation of, you know, figuring out to make the proper decisions without being in a hurry? Now, the first one I would say is think. T-H-I-N-K. Simple but vital. You have to think, y'all. You guys cannot be just going with the first thing that comes to your mind. Think about the actions. Think about what you're going to say before you say it. Think. Simple but vital. Number two, check your emotions. Whew, my goodness. My Lord and Savior is working with me on this. It is easy for us to fall into an emotional trap. It's easy for us to go and curse the next person out, to cast them aside, or even get your whole squad to handle them. But you have to check in, see how you're feeling, when is it the best time to respond, and have key people that you can call or text to check your emotions or even check you. Reevaluate. Listen, come back to the situation at hand. Reevaluate what's going on, then you can make the best decision for yourself and others. Now, there's some people who are like, well, I ain't got time to be trying to think, check my emotions, or reevaluating. That's why it is very, very key, y'all. It's very, very key that you have certain individuals in your life that you can call on to, that you could be able to talk about the situations, that you could be able to process. Those people, the people that love you, the people that are going to gas you up, support you, and bring you down, and check you, are the people that are very important in your life. Those are the people that are going to help you think. Think about what you're going to be saying. They're going to help you check your emotions. Why are you getting upset? Why are you ready to curse this person out? Why are you ready to go beat them up? You know, these are just examples, but there are key people in our lives. Even for me, there are key people in my life that I could really go through, call, talk to, text, and they could really check me on what the decisions, the decision that I'm willing to make, depending on the situation. Right. So before we get into our next solution, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to give you some ways to empower and challenge you guys to take these next steps here on A Cup of Joe podcast. Hey, it's your girl, Joe. Thank you for listening. If you want to continue the conversations, share your idea and topics, go ahead and check us out on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. And we're back. Welcome back to A Cup of Joe podcast. That's my little theme song. not really. Now, we've been talking about haste makes mistakes. Let's do a little recap on the three solutions that we just had, right? Think. Simple but vital. You gotta think. You gotta think about what you're gonna do before you do it. Check your emotions. Figure out where you're at. Don't fall into the emotional trap. And three, reevaluate. Come back to the situation. Reevaluate what's going on. Then make the best decision for you and others. Now, y'all, I believe in you guys. I believe that you are starting to make moves into handling difficult decisions that you face every day. Now, I'm not an expert. I go through this every single day, but I really believe that these three solutions will really start working towards the way you decide and the way that you handle situations. Now, make sure you tune in every Friday for the next episode here on A Cup of Joe podcast. Our next topic is Not Your Average Joe. If you can go back in time, what would you tell your 16-year-old self? Let's stay tuned. Make sure you check in. Well, my good friends, that is a wrap for me. Stay blessed, not stressed, clean, but don't be mean. I am your girl, Joe, always ready to fill up your cup. Peace.